The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Folks, welcome to the Eric Metaxas Show, sponsored by Legacy Precious Metals. There's never been a better time to invest in precious metals. Visit LegacyPMInvestments.com. That's LegacyPMInvestments.com.
Welcome to the Eric Metaxas Show. It's the show featuring Gogo the Chimp. Nothing like a chimp to liven up the radio show. Easy there. Go. No, go, no!
Folks, welcome back. This is the Eric Metaxas Show, and I continue talking to my guest, Lucas Miles, who's a pastor and is the author of Woke Jesus, The False Messiah, Destroying Christianity. It's kind of an amazing thing, Lucas, because I said it before, there's nothing new under the sun. When I read the story of Bonhoeffer, when I was doing my research on Bonhoeffer, I was blown away to see how the church, this is in 1930, folks, 1930. What is that, 97 years ago? Yeah. Am I getting that right? No. It's 93. It's an amazing thing how back then the main line white Protestant churches had drifted away from what they would call fundamentalism, which is really actually believing in the Bible and the God of the Bible. They had drifted. So this has kind of worked its way over the years. And so that even the churches that arose against that, that we call the evangelical movement, we think of Billy Graham, we think of Christianity Today, we think of that has drifted and drifted so that now even those who originally were reacting to the bad stuff have themselves drifted to the same kind of thing, to the dumbing down
here's the deception.
Of doctrine.
Eric, here's the deception in that, though, is that, you know, you look at the current media and what they will call and what really the opponents of biblical Christianity, they will refer to people like you or I, and they'll call us Christian nationalists because we love God, we love Jesus, and we believe that you should be a good citizen and that you should support, you know, kind of that God and country framework. But if you look at Nazi Germany, which, you know, I actually quote some of your work in this book, Woke Jesus, is, you know, you talk yourself about how they're exchanging the Bible for Mein Kampf and they're exchanging the cross for the swastika. Who were the nationalists in that equation? It wasn't the professing church. It wasn't the church of that Bonhoeffer was part of that held to the scriptures that stood their ground. No, it was the Nazified German church. They were the nationalists in that equation. They are the ones who exchange the orthodox framework of Christianity for this agenda, this doctrine, this cult of the Third Reich. And so in reality, as maybe the opponents of biblical Christianity are accusing Bible-believing Christians of being Christian nationalists, the reality is they are, in fact, the ones who are, quote-unquote, Christian nationalists. They've exchanged this form of Christianity in order to bow down to the agenda of the state. There's no difference between their doctrine and the doctrine of maybe the current administration. And they have abandoned the biblical morals, biblical view on marriage, family, sexuality, gender, etc., in order to support this current doctrine. And it just feeds right into this leftist machine.
And of course, we have globalist forces at work today, right?
Yes.
People are always worried about nationalism. I'm thinking, well, I don't know what you're talking about. I see globalism, which is basically its own doctrine, its own religion that is at war with the actual doctrines of the Christian church. I mean, you know, the people at Davos, they're not exactly Bible-believing Christians. But many Christians have been tempted to go along with them, to get funded by George Soros, to take some money. It's really wicked. And I say to people, if you're going to a church that isn't awake to this, you need to get out because we're going to be held responsible.
It's a return to the Tower of Babel. It's an attempt to try to get everybody to believe the same thing, say the same thing, look the same way, and to build sort of this utopia, this Marxist, safe haven that everybody can kind of climb into, that we can, you know, keep the environment around forever, and we can keep, this one world government around forever. And it's no different than what happened in the story of the Tower of Babel. It's happening today. They're trying to reassemble that. And I think it is really demonic, and I don't want to over-spiritualize it, but there's no real way around that. This is a doctrine of demons, and I think that we have to recognize that. And you're right, Christians need to vote with their tithe, they need to vote with their church attendance, and they have to make sure that they're not supporting a church that is in fact woke.
I mean, as I go around talking about my book, Letter to the American Church, people come up to me in the book signing line and say, yeah, I'm going to this church, blah, 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 blah. And I say to them, You need to get out. God will hold you responsible. If you give a dime to that church, now you can give them a copy of my book or your book, and you can talk to them about this. And if they're willing to understand that, hey, they've been getting this wrong, they are a pastor, a shepherd leading the flock astray. If they're willing to deal with that, that's one thing. But if they're not, pretty quickly, you need to get out. And I say this to people, like, if you are going to one of those churches, I just want to be blunt, you've become part of the problem, and you need to repent yourself, because this is destroying lives. I mean, let's be clear. When we talk about people going along with the LGBTQ stuff, the evil of this, most of us won't see it. It is so horrible. And the fact that Christians will not speak plainly and clearly against this stuff, do you really believe what you claim to believe, folks? Or do you just want to kind of people to leave you alone? You don't want to get into trouble. Jesus was crucified. Most of the apostles were executed for their faith. But we don't, we kind of think that the religious thing is to play it safe, to not take a position. That is the doctrine of devils. That's exactly what the devil did in Germany, just to get just enough pastors in the middle to say, you know what, I don't want any trouble. I'm not going to take political sides.
You know, we see Paul give instructions about putting on the armor of God. And I think for believers today, and I talk about this in the book, we think about the armor of God as sort of this Sunday school lesson for kids. It's a call for us as believers on how to stand strong. It starts with the helmet of salvation. And we put this on. What does that mean? It means that some people are saved and some people aren't, that we have to take on this identity. It refutes universalism right from the start. The breastplate of righteousness. That righteousness is a gift. It's not something I have by myself, and that there is such thing as depravity, and there is a thing as righteousness. We see something like the belt of truth, that there is a thing called truth. There is absolute truth. It's not just your truth or my truth. Your feet are fitted with the readiness of the gospel of peace. That means that there's a need for evangelism. The woke message, they don't do evangelism. Why? Because they believe everybody's saved, except for conservatives, right? Except for biblically minded Christians. So there's no need for evangelism because everybody is already a good person and Jesus loves you. But the armor of God shows us that there's an urgency to take this gospel, because hell is a reality, but God is trying to lead people through strands of loving kindness to him, to spend eternity with him. But we have to receive that by grace through faith.
Well, the more you look at history, the more you see the satanic evil through history, and you start realizing these things lead someplace. You have to choose. Yeah. And to pretend that, no, I don't have to choose, I can just be the nice guy and I don't have to take a stand. Folks, if you look at the history of Marxism, you look at the Soviet Union, you look at the Chinese Cultural Revolution under Mao, and you look at the Chinese today, the way they treated Bible-believing Christians was how Satan would treat Bible-believing Christians. They persecuted them in ways that I don't even want to talk about on the air. Horrible, horrible persecution. Atheism, which comes out of Marxism. Marxism, by definition, is at war with you if you actually believe in the God of the Bible. And it seems like woke Christians, they're trying to say, no, we can have it a third way. We can just kind of make peace with those who are at war with the God of the Bible. We're just going to pretend that's not true. The story of Nazi Germany is the story of that. It's like, we'll make peace, we'll make peace, we'll make peace. And then eventually, like, uh-oh, we should have spoken up. We should have seen where this was going. We didn't see where it was going. 30 seconds left. Final comments, Lucas Miles on woke Jesus.
Look, Jesus said that there's going to be many who are going to come in his name and going to present themselves as the Christ. And I think that we have seen that in recent history through the presentation of the Aryan Christ, the Black Christ of liberation theology, the Christ of liberation theology, the woke Jesus that's being presented by the world today. But there is a true Jesus revealed through the scripture who holds both grace and truth in his hands, who wants a relationship with you, and he's available for all those who are truly seeking him.
The book is Woke Jesus. Get a copy. Lucas Miles, congratulations. Thank you for your time, my friend.
Thanks, Eric. Appreciate you having me.
Hey, folks, you like meat? So do I. So let me tell you about Moink. That's moo plus oink. Moink. Moink delivers grass-fed and grass-finished beef and lamb, pastured pork and chicken, and sustainable wild-caught Alaskan salmon straight to your door. Moink farmers farm like our grandparents did, and as a result, Moink meat tastes like it should because the family farm does it better. The Moink difference is a difference you can taste and you can feel good knowing you're helping family farms stay financially independent, too. You choose the meat delivered in every box, like ribeyes to chicken breasts to pork chops to salmon fillets and much more. Plus, you can cancel any time. Shark Tank host Kevin O'Leary called Moink's bacon the best bacon he's ever tasted. I love this stuff. I've tasted it myself. Keep American farming going by signing up at moinkbox.com/Eric. Right now, listeners of this show get free bacon in your first box for a limited time. Spelled M-O-I-N-K box.com/Eric. That's moinkbox.com/Eric. Legacy Precious Metals has a revolutionary new online platform that allows you to invest in real gold and silver online. In a few easy steps, you can open an account online, select your metals of choice, and choose to have them stored in a vault or shipped to your door. You have access to a dashboard where you can track your portfolio growth in real time, anytime. You'll see transparent pricing on each coin and bar. This puts you in complete control of your money. The platform is free to sign up for. Visit legacypminvestments.com and open your account and see this new investing platform for yourself. Gold hedges against inflation and against a volatile stock market. A true diversified portfolio isn't just more stocks and bonds, but different asset classes. This new platform allows you to make investments in gold and silver, no matter how small or large, with a few clicks. Visit legacypminvestments.com to get started. You're going to love this free new tool they've added, legacypminvestments.com. Legacypminvestments.com. Check it out. Welcome back. I'm at the NRB. As I think I have already told you, I am sitting here with two people, the producer of a film and the man about whom the film is. Is that a sentence? The story. Look, the bottom line is Eduardo. Now, Eduardo, I always have trouble pronouncing your last name. How do you pronounce it? You need a microphone.
Eduardo Verástegui.
I'm going to say close enough.
Verástegui.
Eduardo Verástegui.
Perfect. Better than me.
Okay. Because you are a Mexican actor, producer, businessman, and philanthropist, and you are producing this film. No, we're talking about a film, Angel Studios putting out a film about the story of this man here, Tim Ballard. Now, Tim, you've been on the show before. We talked before, but how do we start here? What is the story, Eduardo or Tim, that is being told in this film? And now, I got to mention, Jim Caviezel is playing you,
yes.
Tim Ballard, because I hear you couldn't get Danny DeVito.
No.
Yeah. You couldn't get DeVito, so Caviezel was willing to step in.
We couldn't get you.
You couldn't get me.
You were too expensive for us.
That's right.
And that's why Jim Caviezel accepted.
I'll let you, Eduardo, tell us what is the story of Tim, who I'm sitting with here, of his life that you wanted to make into a film?
Well, I met Tim Ballard 8 years ago in Los Angeles, California. And when I learned what they have been doing around the world, traveling undercover with other ex-Navy SEALs, ex-CIA agents, rescuing children, that are kidnapped for sex exploitation. Kids are being, I mean, when I say kids, I'm talking about 1, 2, 3, 5-year-old kids.
I have in my notes here, I probably should have said this up front just to clarify, that you, Tim, spent more than a decade working as a special agent for the Department of Homeland Security, where you were assigned to the Internet Crimes Against Children Task Force, and you were deployed as an undercover operative for the U.S. Child Sex Tourism Jump Team. Even reading this is painful to think about the evil of what is out there, and to think, Tim, that you worked against that. So I know that that's your background, but is there a particular part of that, Eduardo, of the story? What is the story that you're going to tell in this film?
Well, when I met him and I learned about everything you just said right now, of course, was very painful. I was in shock. I was depressed.
Yeah.
But then he said, Eduardo, it's very sad what I'm telling you, but it's more sad now that you know it if you do nothing. And, of course, I was, you know, I asked myself, what can I do to help Tim to save children around the world? And I didn't know how bad this problem it was around the world.
Right.
All I knew is that I had to put pause in everything that I was doing at that time so I can dedicate my life, just like him, to end child trafficking along with my brother.
Okay. Now, people, the reason some people will know you, and again, it's a little chaotic here at NRB, but I just want to mention, you are the star of the film Bella, which I remember seeing at the home of Kathy Lee Gifford and meeting you there when it came out in 2006. Beautiful film, a pro-life film, ultimately. But so you're an actor and a producer. But when you heard this, you realized, okay, I've been in the business.
Yes.
Now I need to do something about what I have learned through making a film. And by the way, the title of the film is The Sound of Freedom. Also, I neglected to mention that. The Sound of Freedom.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, you know, being pro-life means to take care of those kids who are victims of child trafficking as well. And as a pro-lifer, when I met this real hero, not like Superman or Spider-Man hero, but a real hero that is risking his life, traveling around the world to rescue other children that are kidnapped without a voice, who can't defend themselves. And when I learned how this guy has been saving thousands of children, and when he said to me, Eduardo, I'm not the solution. I said, what do you mean you're not the solution, brother? You're a hero. You've been saving and rescuing thousands of children.
Yeah.
I can be a solution for one child. And of course, you save one child, you save the world. Thank God, thousands of children been rescued.
Right.
But Eduardo, this is millions of children. When you see everything with the eyes of a, you know, in the macro level, we need a movement. And that's when I realized, hold on a second, you know what? I have a weapon of mass instruction and inspiration, filmmaking.
Yeah.
Let's make a movie. Please tell me, what is the most difficult rescue mission you ever done in your life? The most dangerous one, the most successful one. And he started telling me about Cartagena, Colombia, his first rescue mission. And when he told me the story, and he told me that at the end, when he rescued these children, those children were like crying, they were singing, celebrating their freedom. And he said to me, it was like this beautiful sound of freedom. I said, okay, that's the story, that's the title. I introduced him to Alejandro Monteverde, who wrote the movie and directed the movie, our business partner from Mexico as well. I'm from Mexico. So two Mexican guys with my Americano friend, the three amigos, making this movie. And as I said before, you know, I put pause in everything else that I was doing. Alejandro did the same thing. And we promised to God that we will dedicate our entire lives to end child trafficking, along with the rest of the soldiers around the world that are working really hard to end child trafficking. This is a global problem, brother. I mean, especially in the U.S. and Mexico. U.S. is the number one consumer of child sex in the world. Mexico is the number one provider. It makes sense, if I'm Mexican and he is American, work together. So through a bilateral effort, I believe that if we raise enough awareness, then you can become a solution.
Yeah.
Then you that are listening to me right now, you can become a solution, and together we can end this nightmare.
I want to ask you guys both a number of questions. But the film is The Sound of Freedom, coming out this July.
Yes. 4th of July.
So this is a big deal. It's coming out in July. It's The Sound of Freedom. I'm at NRB talking to Eduardo Verástegui. Close enough?
Yeah,
very. Eduardo Verástegui, producer, actor, and Tim Ballard, who has lived this story. Now, Tim, I got to ask you, how did you find, first of all, where'd you grow up?
I grew up in L.A.
In L.A.
Yeah.
How did you find your way into this world? Because most people can't even imagine. How do you get there to where you're doing these kinds of things?
Man, it's a crazy story. It was always inside of me. I wanted to be a federal agent, but I thought I was going to be fighting a different kind of crime. But I ended up my first job at the CIA, and then I ended up at Homeland Security working terrorism cases, and that's what I'd studied in school.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
All of a sudden, they asked me to be in this child crimes unit, and my whole world changed. The first time I ever saw an actual child. And at first, you know, we're doing investigations into child exploitation material,
yeah.
The end user stuff, the collectors.
Yeah, yeah.
But then I saw a real child from the video, and that scene's depicted in the movie, and it set me off on a whole nother course. I found this kid. He was being trafficked by an American man named Earl Buchanan, kidnapped from Mexico into the United States. He was making child porn with these kids. And
see, I just want to say, most of us, myself included, cannot even bear the thought of this kind of thing. It's so evil, and it fascinates me, because if you don't believe in evil, you don't believe in God or the devil, where do you put this stuff? What do you call this?
No.
If this is not evil out of the pit of hell, something so malevolent that you just think, the reason I say this is I think a lot of people live in a world where they want to pretend evil doesn't exist. They think, oh, there's some bad things. But when you're talking about this stuff, this is evil. This is like nightmare stuff. And so I just want to say that, because I think there are a lot of people going along in their lives looking the other way, not wanting to deal with this. And so when people say things like, they start talking about, oh, yeah, we got an open southern border and, you know, I don't care. And I think, you don't care? Do you understand that you're complicit in satanic evil?
Yeah.
Do you understand you're complicit if you don't care about an open border? You need to get that. You need to deal with that, and people don't want to deal with that, because that's part of what we're talking about right here. I mean, that we have people who are turning a blind eye to something so wicked that it's incomprehensible.
So it's interesting what you're saying. You have had an influence on this whole thing in ways you don't understand by what you're saying right now. I read a book once about a guy named William Wilberforce. And you wrote that book.
Yeah.
And this was exactly the thing I was grappling with in the government, what you're saying. I can't talk about this. People are shocked. The few friends I have won't even listen to me because they say this can't be true. And I was reading your book at the time, along with others, and I thought, how did this guy deal with this? How did William Wilberforce? He got loud. He made influencers see it. Even tricked them into seeing it.
I did not expect my book on Wilberforce to be coming up in this conversation. So hang on. We've got another segment. We'll be right back. Folks, we're talking about the new film that's coming out in July, Sound of Freedom, starring Jim Caviezel. I don't know about you, but I'm sick and tired of iconic American brands selling us out to appease radical leftists. But it's not just beer and sneakers. For years, big mobile companies have been dumping millions into leftist causes, and we had to take it because another option didn't exist. Well, now it does. Patriot Mobile, America's only Christian conservative wireless provider, offers dependable nationwide coverage on all three major networks, so you get the best possible service in your area without the woke propaganda pushed by people trying to destroy this country. When you switch to Patriot Mobile, you support free speech, religious freedom, the sanctity of life, the Second Amendment, our military veterans, and first responder heroes. Their 100% U.S.-based customer service team makes switching easy. Just go to patriotmobile.com/metaxas, M-E-T-A-X-A-S, or call them 978-PATRIOT. Get free activation today with the offer code Metaxas, spelled M-E-T-A-X-A-S. Ask about their coverage guarantee while you're there. That's patriotmobile.com/metaxas.
Tell me why Relief Factor is so successful at lowering or eliminating pain. I'm often asked that question. Just the other night, I was asked that question. Well, the owners of Relief Factor tell me they believe our bodies were designed to heal. That's right, designed to heal, and I agree with them. And the doctors who formulated Relief Factor for them selected the four best ingredients, yes, 100% drug-free ingredients, and each one of them helps your body deal with inflammation. Each of the four ingredients deals with inflammation from a different metabolic pathway. That's the point. So approaching from four different angles may be why so many people find such wonderful relief. If you've got back pain, shoulder, neck, hip, knee, or foot pain from exercise or just getting older, you should order the 3-week quick start discounted to only $19.95 to see if it'll work for you. It has worked for about 70% of the 500,000 people who've tried it and have ordered more. I'm one of them. Go to relieffactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF to find out about this offer. Feel the difference.
Folks, welcome back. I'm talking to Tim Ballard, whose story, extraordinary story, is being told in a new film called The Sound of Freedom, starring Jim Caviezel. Now, you were just saying, Tim, you're kind of shocking me, that at some point in your life you read my book on William Wilberforce. And, of course, that is a book about somebody dealing with satanic evil. This is a man who begins to see, this is in the late 18th century, the slave trade. It is so evil. When you understand what happened, this is a nightmare. You can't just say, like, oh, yeah, there's bad stuff. No, this is like a nightmare. And once you see it, you can't unsee it. And now you're responsible for it. And Eduardo, you were just saying that a moment ago, that you, once you understand this, you're like, wow, I don't want to believe this is true, but now I have no choice. I know it's true. So, Tim, you were just explaining to us, in a sense, how you you looked at the life of Wilberforce. And so how did that affect you? I'm just fascinated and amazed.
Because the thing is, it's like what Eduardo was speaking on earlier, like, we've been blessed enough to be part of rescuing over 7,000 women and children since we began our foundation. But that's really a drop in the bucket. It really is. And it's worth it. I would have done it all for one. How do you make a real systemic change? How do you make it a priority, which it's not? There's 5 drug agents to 1 anti-trafficking agent in the U.S. government right now. How do you wake people up? Well, I learned how through people like William Wilberforce, and it was your book that introduced me to him. And what he did, he finally discovered, I got to get loud. I got to get influencers to see it and feel it and know what it is, because it's too easy to turn a blind eye.
Right.
And the government, I was stuck in this world where I'm dying in here. No one wants to even listen. One reason I left to create this was so we could be loud, so we could take cameras. I learned the same lesson from the abolitionists of the 19th century. You know, when Abraham Lincoln meets Harriet Beecher Stowe for the first time in the Civil War, it's said that he says to her, so you're the little lady that wrote the book, the big book that created this war, that started this war.
Yeah, yeah.
Even he recognized that. I mean, he converted, as you know, in the middle of the war, and made it about liberating the captive because of the abolitionists, because of the storytellers, because of the spirit of William Wilberforce, frankly. We have operation centers, one in Miami, one in L.A. We call them the Wilberforce Operation Center. Your book is sitting on, you have to look at your book as you walk into the place.
I'm amazed.
Because we bring influencers to watch the operations live.
Yeah.
So they wake up and they say, what? Like, we last summer we took down a child hotel in Canoa, Ecuador, a child sex hotel. 10-year-old boys or younger, these Dutch pedophiles who were fugitives, had set this place up. We found them doing an operation in Ukraine, led us to Mexico, to Ecuador. And I had people, influencers, sitting in the Wilberforce Op Center in San Clemente, California, watching us raid the house and pull kids out. And these guys, they're our donors forever. This is the Wilberforce model. So I really do thank you, because I didn't know who he was until I picked up your book. And so, and I didn't even mean to say this when this came to me as we were talking. But that's the key, and that's why this is the Harry Beecher Stowe. You're the Harry Beecher Stowe. You're the storytellers.
Well, like, this is, you know? Listen, no, what you're saying, of course, is important on so many levels. I mean, but just the fact that we're all culpable, right? In other words, if you vote for a politician who doesn't care about this, or who says, like, we don't care if we have a southern border, and doesn't understand that this is facilitating this evil,
You're complicit in it. So when people, when Christians say, like, I don't want to be political, well, you are guilty. You better get political. You better get involved, because what you do or don't do is a reflection on what you care about. And, you know, when Jesus says, if you cause one of the least of these to stumble, one of these little ones to stumble, it's a chilling thing. It's really, we're looking into the heart of darkness, the evil in the world. And so I think it's a thrilling thing that you're making this film, because people need to know. When I saw Jim Caviezel, of course, who plays you in the film, Tim, I saw just a brief clip of him. I don't know if it was on Twitter. He was on, I think, on Steve Bannon's show. And the pain that when he tells this, that you're looking into the heart of darkness. And really, apart from God, you would go insane. Apart from
Absolutely.
God, you would go nuts.
I would never do this work if I didn't believe in Jesus. I couldn't do it. Or angels, for that matter.
I have to ask you, when did you come to faith in life?
I think I was a Mormon missionary in Chile. That gave me my Spanish.
It
gave me my love of working overseas.
Right.
And that's where I learned. I got to know Jesus, really. And that's only grown. Actually, the deeper I've gone into hell in these operations, the closer I get to that light.
You hear people say that,
it's
right?
True.
That
it's
if you're
true.
Willing to step out, you know, God meets you. If
Absolutely.
You're not willing to step out, you miss everything. But look, I'm just...
Also, can I say this, too?
Yeah.
The closer you get to the object, the children, the light gets brighter and brighter. And I've learned what that is angels, because angels are everywhere around those children. And you get to access those angels by getting closer to those children, if that makes
goodness.
Any sense.
Yeah, well, that does make sense. Of course, we believe angels are real. We're basically at a time, but I want to say thank you to both of you for being willing to make this film, Sound of Freedom, again, coming out in the beginning of July. This is important. This is a clarion call. I really believe that we're on the verge in this country and maybe in the world of waking people up, that they have a role to play in dealing with the evil, that if you don't do anything, God will hold you accountable. If you dare to call yourself some kind of a Christian and you're not active and you're not doing what you can, you know, God is not interested in your claims of faith. So I just want to thank both of you for putting your faith into action. Tim and Eduardo, thank you. God bless you.
Thank you, Eric. Appreciate it.
Now, I believe in what you say is the undisputed truth. But I have to have things my...
Are you tired of not getting a good night's sleep? Well, my friend Mike Lindell has created the perfect solution. He didn't just stop at the pillow. He also created the Giza Dream Bed Sheets, made from the world's best cotton called Giza. These sheets are ultra soft and breathable, yet extremely durable. And now for a limited time, you can get 50% off the Giza Dream Sheets with prices starting as low as $29.98. These sheets come in a variety of sizes and colors and have a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. Take advantage of this amazing offer. Go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio podcast square and use promo code Metaxas at checkout. You can also find deep discounts on all MyPillow products, including the MyPillow 2.0 mattress topper and MyPillow towel sets. Don't wait any longer to get the best sleep of your life. Take advantage of this amazing offer. Go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio podcast square and use promo code Eric at checkout. Don't wait any longer to get the best sleep of your life. Call 800-978-3057 or go to MyPillow.com now and use promo code Eric.
Hey there, folks. Welcome back. It is that time when we get to talk about something that unfortunately is perhaps more important than anything else. When you step back and you think about what's going on in the world, our money is the most power that we have. You can go to the voting booth and you can vote, and that's very important. But when you think about the money, where your money goes, where your money is invested, most of us are a little bit clueless about that. And it turns out that that is probably the biggest problem we're facing with the woke
lunacy taking over the culture. So we have our friend, CEO and founder of Inspire, Robert Netsley. Welcome back.
It's always a pleasure to be here. Thanks for having me back.
Listen, the more I learn about this, the more I'm kind of amazed that I didn't know about it. That if we, when most of us are asking the question, what is going on? What is happening to all these companies that they're not just leaning left? They're going like full on insane, satanic, transgender, pushing it on children. I mean, a level of craziness that most of us, I think, rightly say, well, where could this be coming from? And it sounds like all of this stuff, this ESG stuff, this diversity stuff, that it's coming from those gigantic entities. What are they even called? These entities that control, you know, investment funds, or what are they called?
Well, they're called lots of things by lots of people, but I mean, the technical term I think would be, you know, proxy, shareholder proxy voting firms like Glass Lewis and ISS, the names that nobody's ever heard about, probably listening to this show unless you're in the financial industry.
Shareholder proxy, what?
Voting firms. You know, there's this massive infrastructure that's like way deep in the bowels of Wall Street that process the millions upon hundreds of millions, probably, of these ballots that every shareholder gets to and has to vote on when they own a share of stock. But, you know, if you've got a 401k, you're not getting these in the mail. The investment managers that your 401k manager hires are getting these in the mail, but they're probably outsourcing it to these voting firms. So it's like, you know, a bazillion steps removed from the end shareholder. But then guess who holds the power? There's only like a couple, three of these large firms that in effect vote every shareholder proxy that dictate the direction of corporate America.
And what are the names of the big ones? BlackRock?
Well, BlackRock's an investment manager that is highly influential with these firms. So they're a little bit of a different case. They I'm sure, vote for their own firm proxies as well. But ISS, Glass Lewis, those are two of the large ones. Broadridge is another large firm that gets involved.
This is kind of like finding out that, I mean, it's the equivalent of finding out that your government has been taken over by people that you didn't vote for. And you think, well, wait a minute. I thought we had this process and I thought I had a share and I'm a stakeholder and what I say goes. And you find out, no, actually, while you haven't been paying attention, your vote has been outsourced and your values are not just being undercut, but there are people actively working against your values. And folks, when I say your values, I mean the values of the American founders, of the Constitution, religious liberty, biblical values on every front, that this is our money. And we're talking, you know, millions and billions and hundreds of billions of dollars of our money is effectively being controlled by people who somehow, this has happened over time, and most of us are ignorant and we just kind of go on with our lives and we've got our 401ks and we don't realize that this tremendous power that we have, this financial power we have, has been given into the hands of people working utterly against us, against the American family, against our kids. This is big news, Robert Netsley of Inspire Advisors. This is big news for most people.
Right. Bad things grow in the dark, right? Bad things grow in the dark. And how darker can it get than just these huge organizations operating in the shadows, really nobody knows about. Imagine a world where everybody in America gets a vote for president, let's say, except nobody actually gets a ballot in their own hands. It goes to somebody, you know, somebody else who you don't even get to pick who that goes to. Oftentimes you pick a person to then pick a person who picks a person who gets to cast your ballot. How trustworthy would those elections be? You know, it'd be ridiculous. And so this is what's going on with your investment. So if you have, again, a 401k or you're in a pension, you're a hardworking American, You own shares in companies like probably Target and Walmart and Amazon and Netflix and all these companies, Disney.
Oh, did you hear that, folks? Did you hear that? You probably own shares in these companies. Please keep going.
You probably do. And but you own them through a fund company like BlackRock or maybe American Funds or Fidelity or some other company that's in your 401k or at a fund. Now, those fund managers either vote those shares themselves or they outsource it to one of these proxy voting firms. And the problem is they're all basically in cahoots with one another, deciding what to vote for and sitting in their ivory tower, deciding what kind of progressive politics to push on you through those companies that you own and really undermining your own value. So it's like you're voting against yourself. But the problem is that we don't even know that's happening, right? So we're bringing this to the light at Inspire Investing. We're a faith-based investment firm. We're the largest provider of faith-based ETFs in the world, managing about $2.1 billion, one of the fastest-growing investment firms in the nation, because millions of Christians and other conservatives with similar values are waking up to this idea, this reality, this really stark reality, that in their investment account lurks all sorts of nasty issues. And we don't want to be complicit in it anymore, right? Okay. So we're going to kick out the bad actors. We're going to vote for the good ones, and we're going to change the way corporations do business.
Okay, so here we come to the punchline, folks. I hope that this wakes you up, and I want to give you an action point. I want you to go to inspireadvisors.com/Eric, because you got to fix this. Your money is being used against you. Inspireadvisors.com/Eric. This is very important, folks. Very important. I'm sorry we're out of time, but you got to fix your situation. Go to inspireadvisors.com/Eric. I'll say it again. This is very important. Inspireadvisors.com/Eric. Folks, this is one of the most important things we talk about on this program. We don't talk about it enough, but the money that you have in pension funds, 401ks, whatever it is effectively being controlled by people who are working against you and your values. A lot of us have money in funds that invest in, Target, Amazon, you name it. All kinds of companies that are working dramatically against everything you believe in. So it's time that we wake up, we understand the financial power that we have, and pull our money out of these kinds of places, which is why I have as my guest the founder and CEO of Inspire on the program, Robert Netsley. Robert, we've talked about this before, but the power that we have financially is huge, but the reason things have gone to hell in a handbasket is because most of us don't have a clue that we have this power. We kind of act like it's a separate thing, and I go and I vote, you know, every 2 years or something. But every single day, tons of our money is being used against us because of our investments. So before I let you talk, I want to tell people to go to inspireadvisors.com/Eric, where you can fix this. You can find out what's happening with your money. Inspireadvisors.com/Eric. But Robert Netsley, when did you wake up to this and say, I want to solve this? Because this is as big as it gets.
Well, it was about 12 years ago when I was working at Wells Fargo Investment Services, and I just got, you know, kicked in the rear end by discovery that I am president of our local pro-life pregnancy center, and I own three stocks of companies manufacturing abortion drugs. And the Holy Spirit just convicted me on this issue that here I am, you know, fighting to save the lives of these precious unborn, and yet I'm making money every time somebody has an abortion. And then you go down the laundry list of all these other issues, LGBT activism and human trafficking, you know, et cetera, launched us into what we're doing now. And you know, by God's grace, millions upon millions of Christians and other conservatives with similar values are waking up to the fact uncomfortable fact that in your investment account, you own and are profiting from things that would make your stomach churn. And not only that, but because of the fund companies that you have your money placed in, those fund companies get to vote for the issues that these companies promote, things like we're seeing in the news with Target and others. That's your money at work, but it's at work against you. But it doesn't have to be that way. So that free report, and that there's a way to fix it. It's very easy. Just got to be aware and take some simple steps. And we're putting some free work and reports out for listeners here, inspiredadvisors.com/Eric, like you mentioned. So people are informed and aware of what they can do to fix this. Because if we don't fix it, if you just sit there blindly going along, like that's going to get it better. It's going to all get worse. And frankly, it's going to be your fault for not doing anything. You know, we've got to do something about it and, you know, let God have the results. But we just can't just sit here and do nothing, because that's how we got here in the first place.
We've all got to become activists. We've all got to. I think a lot of us just thought like, well, I'm just going to go along in my life. And, you know, I go to church on Sunday. And well, folks, there are things you need to do. And if you don't do it, you're responsible for things going to hell in a handbasket. So I want to ask you, please, first of all, this is free. OK, this is free. InspireAdvisors.com/Eric. This is the solution. Every single one of us needs to get our dollars and cents out of these places with a satanic agenda. InspireAdvisors.com/Eric. When you go there, you will see that this is not going to cost you anything. They're there to help you. And I just wish everyone would do this. I'll say it again. InspireAdvisors.com/Eric. InspireAdvisors.com/Eric. Robert Netsley, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.